Tanan Mishnah 1. Kol gago sa'ir rishus achas u bilvad shilo ya gag gavu asara o namuch asara divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the sages made no decree when it came to the roofs of the houses. So all of the town. So all the roofs of the town were considered one domain. And you could carry from roof to roof, according to Rabbi Meir, as long as one of them wasn't more than 10 handbreadths higher or lower than the roof next to it. If you left something on the roof, you could just carry it. You could carry it across the roof of the town, you know, across the according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis disagreed. They said, Kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmo. Every roof is considered its own domain, follows the domain of the house underneath it. And therefore, you can't carry from one roof of one house to the roof of the next house. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Shimon, third opinion, he says, Echad gagos ve'echad chatzerus, with its roofs or courtyards, ve'echad karpefos, or even karpefos, the karpef, which was the enclosed area for storing lumber, etc. Rishus achas, that's all considered one big domain. Lekalim, for vessels, sheshaftu lesoichan, that were left there before Shabbos came in. V'lo lekalim sheshaftu besoich habas, but not for kalim that were left within the house. Quotes a brasa over here from the Gemara in Eruvin, late in the Gemara 91a, that Rabbi Shimon in Tokaya said when they were studying, they would bring up oil and a towel from one roof to another. They would carry from one roof to another, and from a roof to a courtyard, and from one courtyard to another, and from then a courtyard to a kapaf, etc., until they reached the spring in which they bathed. So they brought a proof that this was actually the law. And it comes out that this is the law, that if you can imagine, I don't know if you've ever been up on, even now, onto the roofs of, like, over the old city of Jerusalem, it's like one flat area, right? There's no, it's an amazing thing, it's worth going up there. But the halacha according to Rabbi Shimon, and this is the halacha, is that you can carry up there. If something was left up there before Shabbos, you can carry it all around up there. There's no restriction. The rabbis didn't make any decree on carrying on the roofs of Jerusalem or of the city. And the only thing you couldn't do was you couldn't take something from your house up onto the roof and then carry it all the way. It had to be there before Shabbos. Once it was there before Shabbos, you could carry from roof to roof and then even down into a courtyard, up onto the next roof, as long as you didn't go into the houses. If it started there, it couldn't travel along there, couldn't go in and out of a house, but it could travel along roof to roof, courtyard to courtyard, and as long as you didn't go into the public domain, obviously, because then it's a Torah prohibition. But in this scenario, the rabbis didn't make any special decrees to limit what you could do. So what is